The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Everything is happening today, essentially, at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. We're joined right now by Brittany Falter Kane, who is the executive director of the University Research Corridor, which I find really, really interesting. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. The University Research Corridor is essentially an affiliation between Michigan State and the University of Michigan and Wayne State, and we often think, especially of Michigan State and University of Michigan being in competition,
and
Wayne State too, but you find commonalities where they can be brought together and work together for Michigan, right?
That's correct, yes. So R3, they find there are some things that they're better off doing together than on their own. They are the state's only three Research 1 institutions. That's a Carnegie classification for being highly intensive on research. And, you know, not every state has three. And so Michigan is really fortunate. So they work together where it makes sense.
Yeah. Ouch. Sorry, my headphones just exploded in my ear. Very interesting indeed. So what are some of those areas where they work together?
Yeah, you know, I think we were here in September talking about mobility.
Yep.
And, you know, all three of our institutions are heavily invested, both in terms of doing research for the mobility industry, as well as producing talent. And so what we found last September in this report, which you can find on urcmich.org, is that our three universities produce more graduates each year in fields that are in high demand by the mobility industry than any of the seven university innovation clusters we benchmark to, which includes places like Silicon Valley, Research Triangle. So we're highly competitive in that space.
And that's important for the auto industry to know moving forward that, you know, we're not just about nuts and bolts and assembly lines, but the tech. And there's so much technology that goes into automobiles now. We do all that too.
We have to compete on both skilled labor and the really high level talent.
Yeah.
So, and that's, you know, not just when we say mobility, we're thinking automotive, of course, right? But we're also thinking the space industry. So just this morning, we put out a press release that it's not just me saying it. You know, I'm biased, presumably being from higher ed. Of course, I think it's important to produce talent in the state. But we have the voices of four different business leaders who are saying that, including somebody from Houghton Hancock region that has a space industry company, Orbion Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Brad King up there, and he has a quote in our press release that says how important it is. He hires, I want to say, 40 engineers, six of whom are PhDs. And between all of them, they have touched every a piece of some satellite that has been launched in the last number of years. So it's fascinating. And so from him to, you know, Carla Walker Miller from Walker Miller Energy Services talking about talent here in Detroit, Grand Rapids, Sue Tellier talking about how important it is for the defense industry and her business there, and particularly women in defense. The defense industry is very concerned about talent. And that's true in Michigan and nationwide. And then, of course, we have our own Glenn Stevens at Michauto talking about how important this is. And he's been on that note for quite a few years, as I'm sure you've heard.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk to Glenn later this week about that, as a matter of fact. Also, environmental issues, too, right?
Correct. Yeah. We actually just released a couple months ago a report on all the things our universities are doing around tackling environmental threats to human health. Things like PFAS and flooding and microplastics, which is an emerging contaminant.
So what's on the horizon for this coalition?
You know, we have lots of things to do. We have big, hairy, audacious problems that we need to work together to come up with solutions, not just even with our three universities, but other universities around the state that have excellent expertise and community members, leaders, experts in the field, practitioners, to close that gap between, you know, researchers at universities and the people who are on the ground who know the problems we're talking about intimately. You know, and I do want to mention, too, today we are releasing our 13th edition of our economic impact report, which is looking at, you know, basically what is the net new impact that our institutions, the three of them, make on the state. So basically, if you could think about Michigan, mm-hmm. and we never had these three R1s, what is the impact that they bring because they are here?
Oh, wow.
And that number is $20.6 billion. which I don't know. I can't really get my brain around that. So no. I'm like, okay, wait, what is 26 point billion? And I'm right. thinking, well, if there are, you know, more than 3 million households in the state of Michigan. If you were to break out that number by household,
yeah.
that would mean every household would get $5,175. That's how I calculated it.
You could buy half of Twitter for that.
Right, exactly. So. Right, right. But suffice to say, what's more important about that it's a big number, that's you know, it gets bigger each time we do it,
right.
is that we did this in fiscal year 2021 in the middle of the pandemic, and which really goes to show that we have continued as institutions to do our jobs.
Yeah.
We've continued working. We've continued doing research and educating people. Also, I want to mention that that impact and the number of jobs that are created extend to every single county, all 83 in the state.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you see this university research corridor expanding at some point? You mentioned other universities that are also doing research. I mean, is there room for this thing to grow?
Well, you know, I get asked that question a lot. I think what's important, you know, the thing that our three institutions have that are in common is that they are that, you know, they have that scale and scope that is quite large.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have other institutions in the state that meet that R1 level.
Right.
However, when, you know, each year I look at all the research that our institutions are doing, the awards, and I can tell you, we are working with the other institutions across the state. Sometimes they come to us to help because we have an expertise that helps round out a project. And oftentimes it's that we go to them. You know, our institutions, the name of the game in getting federal grants to fund your research
yep.
is collaboration. And so it's really important to show that you're working with other institutions. And our institutions really do serve as anchor universities in the state that benefit the other universities. So we are happy to work with them. They have areas, you know, that are expert and niche in their spaces, and so it's important.
What does this region need to do to keep that momentum moving forward?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I think it's really important. I'm sure you're aware that Michigan, like a number of states, have been on about a 20-year trend of disinvestment in higher education.
Yeah.
And so the best thing that we can do if we want to play the long game is to fund higher education. And I'm not talking just my three. I'm talking all of higher ed in this state.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Senate has a bill that they passed for funding for higher ed. It's 11% plus a program, Michigan Achievement Scholarship, which if that were funded, it would move Michigan from 50th in financial aid. I mean, literally, we could do no worse, right? We're the worst in the nation. But it would move us to like 5th in the nation if we implemented this program.
Yeah.
But more importantly, that Achievement Scholarship, if it were to be funded and implemented, would incentivize thousands and thousands of students to go, our students here in Michigan, to go get a college degree, to complete a college degree. It would be a huge boon for our state.
Yeah, important stuff. Brittany, great talking to you. I appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Brittany Falter-Kane with us on WPHN with the University Research Corridor. As we continue, we're going to take a very quick break and come back. U.S. Senator Gary Peters is with us next on WPHN.